Ivory Colvin, Ivory, I-V-O-R-Y, Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. Date of birth is 12-1-1980. This is for date of service, 11-8-2022. Mr. Colvin is a 41-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2010. He also has end-stage renal disease, which complicates the management of his diabetes. He has hypertension, anemia, edema, GERD, sleep apnea awaiting a CPAP machine, and coronary artery disease. He has a defibrillator placed in 2013 due to an enlarged heart, and he is awaiting a cardiac transplant as well as a renal transplant. The patient's latest hemoglobin A1C is 10%. He takes insulin 70/30 based on a sliding scale, and he has not been taking the glimepiride. He's also on the sliding scale. When his blood glucose is greater than 150, for breakfast he usually eats an egg sandwich. Lunch is usually chicken or fish. Actually, lunch is a small meal, and dinner is usually a protein and a vegetable, as well as a carbohydrate. He snacks on grapes, and he exercises on his bike. His last eye exam was last year. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 10%. My recommendation is to adjust his diabetic regimen and place him on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly and recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to his return. I have also added a Novolog sliding scale, 5 units for every 50 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 150. I will have him hold the glimepiride therapy as well as hold the 70/30 insulin. Next number, I have also ordered home health physical therapy for the patient in order to increase his core strength and help his balance. Next number, for his end-stage renal disease, the patient is currently on hemodialysis 3 days per week at the Avon Park Clinic. His diabetes is complicated by end-stage renal disease, and we will continue to adjust his medications accordingly for his diabetes. Next number, for his sleep apnea, he is awaiting his CPAP machine. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, the patient is awaiting a cardiac transplant due to cardiomegaly as well as a renal transplant through Tampa. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.